here, Mishnah here, Dav Zayin Omer Aleph here. The Mishnah says like this: Ve'isha she'yotzel horig, and he should have a psak din upon her that she's chayiv misa. The locker is ein mamtin in law achetelet. We don't wait until she'll give birth. We don't wait. That's called ino hadin. Then she has the chayiv misa right now. We have to kill her right now. And I, the kid, is a kid. The pshat is though it's called chag gufa. It's called part of the gufa of the isha. It's called one body. Therefore, we can kill it. Isha she yoshval on the Shabbos. Remember, Isha had sat down on the delivery table already, and she started to deliver. And then there's a psak that she has to be killed. So now, mamtinin lachatela. Now we wait till she gives birth first. Rashi says yoshval on the Shabbos means kodim shnig madin, before they made the psak din. So now the locher is Rashi says the chivun the okar, since the baby started to move in Noah, then koyin my guf acharinu, it's called like a different goof. Since it's on the delivery table, it starts to come out like, even though it's not out completely yet, but it's considered a body by itself. So therefore, nishis chayiv misa, not the baby. So in this case now, we wait until she gives birth. Is yes, mamtina lo achetelet here. What's going to be, isha shenergo is nenin besara. An isha that was killed, that died, shenergo, we killed her, nisha chayiv misa. So locher is nenin besara, let her have enough from here. We'll see in the Gemara why. Behema shenergo, that's the behema that was killed, is asur bano, that's also bano. A behema that has been killed, like Rashi says, the kaimlon, but the Moram Sakan says, bala shor noki, means kodem shom lechaveroi, yotza plodi noki menechosa, vi had no behema, no shoklom, he has no enjoyment from it at all. Therefore, like if Yeshua had to be killed, I mean Yeshua mistam killed the person, so it's called a shohanisko, so once Bezdin kills Yeshua, the shor is asur bano, even the hair is also asur bano. So seeing the Gemara, why by an Isha, why her hair was mutabano? So Gemara says, first of all, pshito gufi, like in the ratio where an Isha, they, even though she's pregnant, she chayiv misa, pshito, we kill her with the kid, like the baby right now, is part of her guf. So Gemara says, no, itzrach, so we need the chiddush. Because otherwise, sakutatach min, I would have thought to say, hoyluk says, since the pasuk says, kasha yushas olav balu Isha, that usually if somebody kills the baby, so you have to pay back to the husband how much it's worth. So I would have thought to say, Memoina de Balhu, that the baby like is called owned by the husband. For a lift today, Minay, we have no right to be mastered from him. So if I would have thought to say, if Isha's pregnant, we have no right to kill the baby, but we have to wait until she gives birth and then we'll kill her. Here's Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush and Mishnah know, that we do not wait, we don't care about that after the moment from the Baal, and still we kill her right now. Why is the question, why not? Let's say like this, Taka. Why don't I say, Taka, we should not kill her right away? So Moses says, Amar Babu, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Amar Kod, the Pesach says, Umeisu gam shneihem l'rabbis esavlat. It's a special Pesach that we kill both of them, means the mother and the baby when she's pregnant, because the Pesach saying we don't wait, but we have to kill them. Rashi says, l'rabbis esavlat, chesagat be thought to say, mishneihem yalef. It says the word umesu gam shneim. It just should have said umesu, and I would know that we have to kill both of them. So what's loshin shneim? Umesu gam shneim. The Rebbe says, well, here's the case when Isha had znus, where Eshes Ish was mazana with the man. So the Pesach says we killed them both. So we killed them both. It just should have said umesu. So I mean, if the word shneim is the Rebbe's even the vlad. For the more noble, me boiler, we need this Pesach at you shneim shovim divu Rabbi Yashia. That when do we kill the lady? Only when the lady and the man, they both have the same chiv misa. Rashi says, Avolim hoisi, let's say she was a katana, even though she was married, the father married her off, she's a katana. And the man that has nus with her was a gadol, wrote the opposite way. If the man was a katan, and she was a gadola, so in a case where one does not get misa, because one is a katan or a katana, so the other one is potter for misa. That's what we do with this word, umesu gam shneim. That we only kill one when we can kill both. But if one of them is potter, which is the katan or katana, we don't kill the other one either. So we need this pasuk already. Zemora says, these are the words of Rabbi Yashia. Zemora says, ki kamrit migam. Our drasha is the word migam, that's extra. It says, umesu gam shneim. From the word gam is the rabbi, even the vlad also we kill. We don't wait till his birth, we kill the vlad also. Then the Mishnah says, listen to be Yoshua on the Shabbos, he's on the delivery table, then we wait. My time, what's the reason? Kivon the Okar, since like the baby started to move to come out already, then Gufa Achrina was called another body, it's not called part of the mother. And therefore, since it's another body, so that body is not Chayiv Misa, we have no right to kill it, therefore we have to wait until the mother gives birth first. Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, for Isha HaYoytze Lehorei, given Isha was taken out to be killed, like doesn't pass and she has to be killed, so, and she's pregnant, so he holds, Maki Noisa Kineged Beis Aroyin, we punch her by her stomach over there, by the womb, Kadeshi Yomasav Latchil, we want the baby inside to die first, Kadeshi Loi Tovah the Day Nivol, she should not come to be manuvel, her body be like disgusting, meaning to say that otherwise if we would kill her, so she would die first, and there'll be a live baby like inside, take a few minutes so the baby inside would die. That's a nivel, it's disgusting for a body. So therefore we have a right first to kill the Vlad, and then the mother gets killed. So here the pshat is about the Vlad, now it's not only to come out, it's not, she's not giving birth right now. So this Vlad is not cool like a person, so to kill it, you're not chayiv misa. There's an issa about, you're not allowed to make an abortion, you're not allowed to kill an uber, you're not allowed to. It's not an issa. But over here it's a little bit better, because this uber's mubai anyway. Like we're going to kill the mother. It's only a shayla if we kill the mother first and then the baby dies inside. It's a nibble to the mother. It's not nice, it's disgusting to her body. Therefore we have a right first to hit the baby, to kill the baby. So again, it's not a real hariga. If it be a real hariga, it'd be also. It's not a real hariga here. So an uber is not called a bal chai yet. But there's an issa stamazai to do it. But over here it's mutta because the kid's going to die anyway. So only shall not to be manavul the mother, we have a right to kill the baby first. That's called makin oisa kineged beis aroyin kdei shemus avlat chila. Yeah. So verse says, Lamemi, what do you want to tell me then? Lamemi, you want to tell me tihi kodmo meitza, that when we kill the mother is going to die first, and then the baby inside. That's going to be a nivul to the mother. So Mor says, I have a kaimla, we hold no, the Vlad Mais Bresh, in such a situation, we hold that the baby dies first, not the mother. The Sinan, we learn like this, Gemara Bar Basra, that Tinig Ben Yoima, you have a kid, a one-day-old kid. Noichol Amanchol, he himself could Yashin, and he could give all the other people to Yashin also. What does it mean to say, V'yomar Arsheshes Noichol V'nichseyem, Lahanchil Li'achim Inaz, as if to say, he yashins his mother. His mother's nechosim. And once he yashins his mother's nechosim, means to say, if he's a day old, and the mother dies later, so, if the mother died first, even though that lady he dies, but since the mother died first, he yashins his mother. And now when the kid dies, his brothers from the same father yashin him. So, davko ben yonechot, only if the kid is born first. Aval uber loy. But if the kid is not born yet, then we don't say this svara. Why? Do Mayis Bresha. We mean to say if a pregnant lady dies, so we say who dies first? First the kid dies, and the mother dies. Because if it would have been the other way around, if the mother would die first, so the kid then would yashin. So it says now, no, that only because the kid was born does he yashin his mother. But if the kid was not born yet, then we say the kid dies first and not the mother. Avalu b'loy. Two mice, but the kid dies first. And therefore, v'yen ha ben yerushasim v'kever. Since the kid dies first, he cannot yashin his mother like when he's dead already. Lahanchel, to give over that Yerusha to his other brothers, minah, from the same father. So we see here what if a pregnant lady dies, that is considered the baby dies first, and then the mother dies. Because if it will be considered the mother dies first and the baby's still alive, so when the mother dies first, her Yerusha will go to her son. And then when he dies, he'll yashin to his other brothers. This is the case, let's say a father married a second wife. And now this is the first kid he has from this wife. So when the mother dies, and then let's say the father died already. So when the mother dies, her nechostim will go back to her family. If not for the fact she has a son now. So her son now, if he's alive, he would yashin the mother. And then when the son dies, his other brothers from the same father would yashin it also. So here it says only if the kid is born. If the kid is not born, then he doesn't yashin his mother, because the mother dies first. So we see when you have a pregnant lady, who dies first? The mother dies first, not the kid. Don't forget, you see the kid dies first. So what are we worried about? You have to punch the stomach over here. The kid dies first anyway. So Mer says no. Mer says, Hani Mili, when do we say true the kid dies first? That's Lagambi Misa, when the mother dies a natural death. Right? Ya'idi de Vlad Zutra Chiyusa, since the kid has a small amount of life to it, is Ayla Tipa the Malach HaMovis. A normal death is the Malach HaMovis comes and puts some poison inside you. He puts some drops inside that kills you. Or Mechatech Lula Simonim, and it cuts the Simonim with a windpipe. So therefore, when those drops go in, so the kid has less life than his mother, therefore, no matter, the kid dies first. But over here, when Bezdin is killing the mother, he makes a bracha. However, Bezdin kills the mother, with a strangler. So here, she dies first, and then the kid. So therefore, we make sure to punch the mother's stomach first, to kill the kid first, it should not be menava the mother. I think more says, I will have you, there once happened a case of Pirchusei, Atlosser Pirchusei, that even after a regular case where mother died, even after the mother died, still the kid was kicking away for another 3 days yet. At loss of three kicks yet. So Mar said, that's no proof. That's not a proof to say that the kid died second. But Midi Dehevi Yazdon of Halto, it's the same thing, it's like a tail. If you cut off the tail of the Halto, this sheretz, so it shakes around also the tail, even though it's dead already. Because even though it's dead, the Mar Vachet says, sometimes still it shakes around. So that the kid inside the stomach was shaking around yet even after the mother died, that's no proof to say the mother died first. It could be the kid died first. So if that's the matisi, even after it's dead, he can still give his last kicks back and forth. But when you kill a mother, then the mother dies first. So therefore, we don't want the kid to be alive in the mother's stomach, so we kill the kid first. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Ha'isha Sheyosh Rala Meshaber, an isha sitting on the delivery table, Umesa. And she dies b'Shabbos, even though she dies now on Shabbos. The locker is mevi and sack, and we bring a knife right away. Or makarines krisa, we cut open her stomach. Or metzines of lad to take out the kid, or to try and save the kid. The Rabbanan Rashi says, why? The zimda the mikri di ma'aseh b'reish. Sometimes it can happen that she die first. See, even though we have before the Jews when the Malach HaMavet kills you, the kid dies first. The Vayis says it could be possible sometimes, maybe the mother would die first. So even though it happened on Shabbos, when Mechal was Shabbos, Nachmas was Sufik, maybe to save the kid. Tomorrow said, Pshita, Mayavid, what are we doing wrong? There's no real list here. Mechatech Lebosu. You're just like Mechatech Lebosu. So what's wrong anyway? You're just cutting the meat. So there's no list to be right to anyway. So Chor Pshita. And Rashi said, Mechatech Lebosu B'yamu, V'yein Chiv ala B'chayvu B'chay, the might see dam. It's only this on a live person to cut. You might see dam. But yeah, the mother's dead already. It's time to cut open the stomach to get the kid out. There's no way to be right there. So if she can do it on Shabbos. So Marin says, "On my rabbah lenitzchah." The chiddush here is lohavi sak and derech rishus rabim. You want to bring the knife through rishus rabim. That's the chiddush over here. Well, that what even though you be mechal Shabbos, still you could do it to save a suffering person. If so, well, my kamash, what's the chiddush over here? The misveika mechalim and shabata. The min asafik you could be mechal Shabbos. But the more tanninim learned this already. We learned that Misha Nofel of Mapilis, let's say a fence of bricks fall upon somebody, Sofik Husham, Sofik Enisham, you have a Sofik whether the person is there altogether or not. Sofik Chai, Sofik Late, even if it's there, maybe he died already. Sofik Kanani, Sofik Yisrael, you have a Sofik who the person, maybe he was a guy. Still the locker is Mefach and Ovas Agal. We're allowed to go and even to meet the Mechal Shabbos to try and save the person, to dig away, take away the stones here. Even with Mima Sam, you have to go and carry a shovel through Rishus Rabin. You have to do some Kilo Shabbos, still it's someone to do it. So you see clearly, even though it's a Sufik Chai, still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So Mima Sam, no matter the time I would have thought to say, Hos, the mood to have the Lech HaZok of Yusa. Here the trap was, you have a Sufik, maybe it was a live person there. So if it was a live person, the guy was alive from before. So the HaZok maybe still alive right now. I will hope, or do I have the Lech HaZok of Yusa. But over here, this kid was never alive yet. It's in the mother's stomach, and the mother died right now. So he didn't have the chazak of Yisrael in Mikorah, maybe there's no heter to Mechal Shabbos. If Kamashim one yes, but since it's possible that maybe you go to save this kid, so therefore it's heter to be Mechal Shabbos. By the way, Rashi says that even the trend is Chiddush here. Even though we say normal, most times the kid dies first. So Chiddush here is that we have a suffix, maybe it happened this time that the mother died first. It's also part of the Chiddush. And even so, you let it go and save, try and save the kid. Okay. But then so what is your shenergo? So it says what? You let it have a no from a here. The question is, via my, Isuri anoninu. We know a mace is also by no. So how could you have a no from the here of a mace? We're not shom shom from Meglarufa that a mace is also by no. So two terutzim. First one says, Omar Rav, Biomeris, Tonga Baravir, Biomeris, Tenu, Sari Lebiti, where the mother said before she died, I want to give over my hair to my daughter. That's what we're talking about over here. So Morris' question, so what? Ilu Omra, Tenu, Yodi Lebiti, if a mother would say before she dies, I want to give my hands to my daughter, me, Avila, we would give it, like, so what? When she dies, she's also Bhano. What do I care what she said? If she said to give it or not, it's also to give it though. So my answer is, Omar Rav Rav Yitzvay. The Mishnah is talking about Peteya Nochru. She's wearing a shetel. She's wearing, like, not her own hair, but some braided hair she has on top of her. And still, time with the Omro Tenu, only because she said before she died, please give it to my daughter. Holo Yomer, she would not say Tenu. Gufu, it would also be like bottle to a regular hair. Or Mitzvah, it would become also Banar also. Versus that true, Avami boy of Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, shout Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, the boy Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. What's going to be Sar Noshim Tzidkonius? You have the hair of Noshim Tzidkonius Mao. Noshim means a shaitel. Is it? And then they die. Is it muta banor or not? The Yoma Rob Rover says the payah nochris to me boyelei. We have a suffix where the payah nochris is muta or not. So we say now for sure the payah nochris is also. The only reason why it's mutter in our mishnah is because the mother said before she died she wanted to give it to a kid. It's like leftover tzavos, like it's like not bottled to a hair. But otherwise, she wouldn't have said it though if you're wearing the shaita mashmit bottled to your hair. Therefore, when you die, it should become also an aroso. So what's the shayla over here? So when it says ki kimi bodo rabbi yisrael b'chadino tetoli besichta, so it's hanging a little bit with pegs. It's not 100% attached to the hair. There it's a sort to give it's also banor or not. But also, what we're talking about the mechuberbo was really attached to it here. It was good attached. So therefore, time with the yomer tenu. Why is it muta the shaita alone? Because she said before she died she wants to give it to her daughter. So she's megala. That's like she doesn't want to become part of her body. Therefore, it's not also bano. But for the yomer tenu, if she would not say give it, then gufu and echlami would be part of the body or misses her, and then it would become also bano. That's because here it's mechuber, like really well attached. But if the shaitel is not well attached, it's only like a pegged on a little bit, that's a shaylom. If when she dies, does it become asabano? That would be a good shaylom. Now the Gemara says, Kashilei l'Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, I v'hodum yedu behema katoni. The Mishnah says that the hair of a lady is muta, and the hair of an animal is also. Mashma the same type. So ma hosam gufa, just like an animal, there's no shaitel there, but now I'm talking about the hair of the animal itself. That's what's asabano. So we're also talking about the hair of the lady itself. So Rav Mashmah Mishnah is saying the hair of the lady of the mate is muta bano. That's the word of Nachman learns. So rather Elo Amar of Nachman. Nachman says like this: that the zu misoso is rosso, the zu gemadinos rosso. There's a big difference. Enochanami, by it isha, it's the misa when she dies. That's what makes it also bano. So Rashi explains it like the hair doesn't really die. The body dies, not the hair, so the hair doesn't become also banor. He tackle learns that the hair of a mace is muta banor. But by Behemir, the Shurhan Iskol, what made it also banor? When Bezdin Paskin Leis, that's Mechuyiv Misam. The Gemadim was Rosso. So the Gemadim was upon the whole animal. So it's not a labdapkin because it's dead. It's a Gemadim, this animal has to die. So that's what makes it also banor. Senech Nami, therefore the whole thing is also, even the hair of the animal is also also. Tony Levi Kavosi de Rav. Levi learned the Raya to Rav. And Tony Levi Kavosi of Nachman Yitzchak. He also learned the price like the Nachman of Yitzchak. The Nachman was saying to be Kiddush. He learned that the hair of a lady, hair of a man, when he dies, is Mutu Bano. So Levi found two prices. It says like this. Tony Levi Kavosi de Rav. I bring you Raya to Rav. But that Karon here is also Tony Yishetel. So the Isha Shiyotel Horig. The Yomer, she said, Tenu Sarah Lebiti Neisnin. Mesa, if she stam dies, ain't Neisnin. If Neisha Mes also bano, because the Mes is also bano. Pshita, of course. Ela Shenuya ha Mes also bano. Likewise, it's just explaining it, that a Mes is also bano. Rashi, Pshita, the Mishumachi, ain't Neisnin, ain't Neisnin also bano. Ela Badakama, Shenuya ha Mes, Kagoin, and learn the mess going payanochrius. Asurum bano, lochi ton law, mipnei, mishum de kaboy legluya law, the lab besar mamishka komari. The reason why it says it, it's all the chidish here. that we're not talking about her own here. That's Pshitra's also. We were talking about her Shaitel. And even a Shaitel is only mutter. She speaks so clearly, give it to my daughter. But she wouldn't say that. And even the Shaitel would be also. Says one bride to Rav. Tanikavos of Rav Nachman by Yitzchot, it says, Isha Shemesev, lady dies. So it says, Nen and Bistar, we're allowed to have an offering here. Stam, Mashmani here, even her own here. Behema Shenego, Asurabano. In the Behema, Sosa, Mahefresh, Ben Zelazem, Zumi Sosa, Srosa, Zuga Madino, Srosa, like we said before. By the Isha, when she dies, it's the Misa Rasasa. So again, here it doesn't die. Mashinka by the Behema, Shoaniskel, it's the Gumadin Rasas. And a Gumadin, was on the here also, on the whole animal, therefore the animal type is also but not even the here. Yehadin alecha kol marichin. Now the Mishnah says, Ein nerchin tokos misela. When pashas of erchin, you're never able to give less than a sela. And v'lo yoyser achimishim sela. And never a din to give more than 50 selas. So you never have less than a sela, and you never have more than 50. The most you have to pay in the pashas of erchin is 50. Even though really the least amount of a person is 3 sloyim, but here we're talking about a person that's poor, if he doesn't have any, he can't afford to give more, so the only the least he can give is a sela. Kate, so the Mishnah explains, Nosan sela. Let's say a person was poor at the time when he made the erchin, and he only had a sela to his name, so he has a right to give a sela. And he gave it to Hesher, and the lady became rich, he has a nice and cool, he doesn't have a chiv to give any more, because he was already Yaitzir's chayv. What's going to be pochus misela? First, he was so poor, he even had only pochus. So he gave less than a sela. So he wasn't a mekayim mischayv yet. To Hesher, then he became rich. Meisam chamishim sela. Like if the erchin he made was of a healthy person, or was of a person from 20 to 50, but then you have to pay 50 shkolim, so he's going to have to pay 50 shkolim, because right now he could afford it, and what he gave before was nothing, so he has to pay 50. What's going to be hoye biyod of chomishlam? Let's say the person has 5 sloim. That's how much the person owns right now. And he made an erchin to give 50. He still only has to give 1 right now. Since he can't afford to give 50, he doesn't have to give the 5 that he has. It's enough to give 1. The chomim say no. He has to give as much as he can afford. If he has 5, he has to give all 5 right now. Then the Mishnah says, "A nerchin pochus misela again, flo yesach mishum sela." Again, it says it over that the least amount you give for erchin is 1 sela, and the most you have to give is 50 sela. So we'll see why it says it over again. Now the Gemara says, "A nerchin pochus misela." There's never nerchin less than sela. We know how do we know this from? The Siddur Pasuk says, "The whole erchin choyia b'shekel hakodesh." Any erchin you do should be with a shekel. So we dashin that kol erchin shatam marich lo yepochus mishekel. Anytime you want to pay, you can't pay less than a shekel, than 1 sela. Like we said, even though you're poor and you can't afford more, but even though you only have less than a sela, that's nothing. You have to wait till at least you give a sela. The value a person has in his life, when he's most in the middle of his life, that's 50 shekel. Then the Mishnah says, Hoye biyod of chamisha. So the machloek at the end of the Mishnah, if a person has 5 sloyim, and he was mechayv himself to give 50, so that you have to chur the svara should be, you have to give all 5 of them. So what's the svara of Rabbi Meir? Meir says no, you only have to give 1. Samora says my time with Rabbi Meir. Ksiv, he says the pasuk says chamishim or ksiv shekel, these 2 psukim. So he dashes oy chamishim or shekel, meaning either you give the way you mechayv yourself, whether it's 50 or 30 or 20, and if you have what you mechayv, you have to give that much. And if you don't have what as much as you mechayiv, then the Torah says only a shekel, you don't have to give more than a shekel. That's from Meishita. For Rabbanan Noah, who call erchin shatam arich, lo yebchusim a shekel, any erchin you do can't be less than a shekel. The least you can give is a shekel, not more. Who the yosa? The enachanami, the svar would be, heicho the yislei, when you do have more, like here, you have 5 shkolim, is omakro, the pasuk says, as much as you could afford, you have to give a yod masegis, and therefore you could afford to give 5 shkolim, about you have to give 5 shkolim. So that makes a lot of sense according to Rabbanin. But the more of Rabbanin, what do you do with this pasuk? How hu yad hanoider, for lo yad hanidur, hu diyosa. That comes to teach us the Yad HaNoider and not the Yad HaNider. Rashi says Yad HaNoider means She'oni She'erech Es Osher. if an oni was gave an erichin according to a rich person, so nois an erich oni, we don't go bust the person you took it upon yourself, but you go bust you. That's what the post says. Histik yodim means upon what you could afford. For Abonin say, lab mele shamin, don't we hear from this anyway? Teichad, yadim asek ashokim, and it's like a true alada, even though you machai yourself to get 50 shkolim, if you could only afford 4 or 5, so avad, you don't have to pay 5, 50. But how much do you have to? That's what Rabbanim's for. It says, shatasek yodim, as much as you could afford. If you could afford 4 right now, or 5, you have to give that much. Says the machlekesh remain the Rabbanim ha'yadash in his posik, shatasek yad. Omer Ravada Barava. What's going to be? Ho you be yodav chomis sloyim. Somebody owns, somebody has 5 sloyim. For Yom, and he says like this, Erpi Yolai. He's mechayv himself to give his value. Let's say his value is 50 shkolim. The chos of Yom Erpi Yolai. He says a second time, Erpi Yolai. So what does he have to do? So he has 2 chiyuvim to pay, and he can't afford 50. He only has 5. Now what's going to be now? V'nosan arbol ishniya. He pays up 4 of his shkolim he has for the second chayv. V'yechod rishayne, and the 5th one he gives for the first chayv. The locher is yot yedeshtayim. Even according to Rabbanin, you mekayim yechayv. My time, what's the reason? Because bal chayv mu'uchor, shekodem v'gova, ma shegova gova. Like the second bal chayv, meaning for your second erichin here, really you're supposed to pay the first one first. And if the second one comes and grabs it away, he has no right to grab it. But if he does take it, or it does, if it is paid up, whatever is paid up is called paid up. So therefore, when you rent to pay for the second one, like you can't say all 5 shkolim should be mishubed for the second one. Because at the time when you're paying up the second one, really the chiyuv for you to pay at the first one. You should have paid all 5 as mishubed to the first one. Just the locher is, if you pay the second one, whatever you pay yotza. So therefore, bidna the yoyev lishni, at the time when you pay the second one, mishabed l'rishayna, all your money really was mishubed to the first one. So therefore, like when you pay the second one, you can't say you're not yotzechev according to Rabbanin, should have to give like all 5. Because at that time, you're not mishubed at all to pay the second one, you're mishubed to give everything to the first one. Just whatever you paid for the second one, you're yotza. And then, bidna the yoyev lishayna, when you go back to pay to the first one, two left, you don't have anything. You only have 1 left. So you're mekayim yechayiv. So in such a case, even according to Rabbanon, you're mekayim yechayiv. Because when you get around to paying your first one, you only have 1 tiller left. So therefore, you're yotza. What's going to be, though, north and abol rishon? Let's say you paid up 4 this loyim first for your first chayiv, for the first erichin you said. And then biachas l'shniya. So according to Rabbanon, yedei shniya yotza. The second one, taki yotza. Because when you went to pay the second one, all you had was just 1 seller, so you yotza. But you're shayna le yotza, you're not mekayim, your first chayiv. Why? Because kula mishabodim l'rishayna. According to the Rabbanin, by the first chayiv, you have to pay up 5 shlem, that's as much as you have. And you only paid up 4, so you're not mekayim, your first chayiv. So you have to wait to pay another seller for the first chayiv. Just by the time he came to pay the second one, sure, all you had left was just 1 seller, that would be okay. Boy Ravada Barav, yes, a shah like this, what's going to be? You know, chesed yet. Boy Ravada Barav, what's going to be? Hoyu biyodoi chomei sloyim. Somebody had in his hands 5 sloyim. Hoyu biyodoi chomei sloyim. The Yomani said like this, Shnei erkei. He didn't say one, then a second one. But he said together, I want to be mechayv myself 2 erkins. Vavaf achas. Maho, what's the loch here? Kivu nevavaf achas, since he made both at one time. Kiadodi Tafsin is like both Achal the same second, and therefore, according to Rabbanu, the Chiyuv should be Yoyev Tarti Palgilahai. The Tarti Palgilahai, you should have the Chiyuv to pay 2.5 to the first one, and 2.5 to the second one. But according to Rabbanu, it's not just on the seller, it's as much as you have. So right now you have 5, and since you said 2 the same time, it's like you're saying 2.5 a piece. Or do we maybe know, Kula Chazalai, the Kula Chazalai. According to Rabbanu, no, Lamais, you have 5. So if a 5 is half each one of them, you'll have to wait until you get another 5 to be Yotzi Yechayv. Seiko, that's a good shaila. How do you look at it over here? That'll be a good shaila. Then the Mishnah Chazorban says again, Ein b'erchin tochus mesela, and hilchos erchin left and left in the cello, lo yosem mechamishim. For the Gemara is too long, what do you have to say the second time for? The Mishnah said already once. The Gemara says, yes, how come when the Chiddush is like this, that tochus mesela udaleka, less than a cello that you don't have. Or yes, or al selika, but more than a seller you do have. And the same thing, yes, the rachamishim udulek, apachas rachamishimika, the stomach rabbonin, meaning to say that just less than one you don't have. But in a case where you have four or five shkolim tinaim, avadi you have to give as much as you have. The same thing, 50 is the most, but less than 50 there is. Meaning to say, if you mechayiv yourself to pay 50, and all you have left is just 40, then echnami, you'll have to pay your 40 according to rabbonin. Skits of the Mishnah and Zuf stomach to teach us like the rabbonin shita. That then echnami, the piyatasig yad means how much you could afford right now. So if you can afford 5, 10, 20, whatever it is, you have to pay as much as you can afford right now. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says like this. Ein Pesach betoya. And here means the Pesach of Anida. Of Nisha to know when she starts to see dam. When she starts over a cycle again to be Anida, betoya, when she made a mistake, she doesn't know where she's holding. Tochus Mishiva. There's never less than 7. For lo yesara yudzayin, never more than 17 days which she'll have to wait. So Rashi explains, Arichas here, the loch of a nida is like this. When Nisha, the first time she sees dam, she becomes a nida. Midi yiraisa, even if she sees for 6 days straight, or even 7 days straight, at the end of the seventh day, if she stops seeing, she can go to the mikvah. Or she sees one day, so she's tummy for 7 days. Midi yiraisa. When you first start seeing, the first time you see, you're tummy for 7 full days. At the end of the seventh day, even without Zayin Nikiyim, you can go to the mikvah. Now, after your nida stops, after you become tor from your nida, then the lochra is the next 11 days are called days that you could become a zava. If she sees 3 days straight, anytime during those 11 days, then she becomes a zava gedola. And then the lochra is she doesn't become tor until she has a Zayin Nikiyim. 7 days she doesn't see at all. If she only sees one day then, so it's called Shemeris Yom Kenegad Yom. She just has to wait one more day to make sure she's Torah and she can go to the mikvah. She sees 2 days, also she just has to wait one more day, then she can go to the mikvah. So that's the halacha of these 11 days. Now after these 11 days pass by, and if she wasn't Tommy, if she was Tommy Zava, after the Zayin Nikiyim, then she starts to cycle over again. That the first time she'll see after that, she becomes back to be a Nida. And again, that's the halacha of Midiraisa. We're always machmir b'zman hazeh, that any time she sees, she always waits to Zayin.